We had a slow start to Bristol Bay's harvests. It really picked up last week, and we saw some really large hauls from the fleets in Igigaik, Naknek, Quijack, and Nushagak. I wanted to look at how that might be impacting the market and the statewide numbers, and then put that in a little context.
Well, yeah, you know, this turn from slow, plodding, worried harvest levels where we were down 60% in some weeks, 50%. We saw that gap improving until last week, and then it really improved. That trend is something that we've seen before, not quite as extreme, but this dynamic where Alaska salmon, the season will start out somewhat slow, and then Bristol Bay comes online, and we really turn a corner. We've seen that in prior years. And like you say, the fishing was quite productive. We surpassed 3 million fish a day on the 6th. But, you know, what that's done for us, you know, it looks like we harvested about 17 million fish last week. That puts Bristol Bay, just measured by number of fish, about a third behind last year, which is quite strong. And then a little bit below the 5-year average and then a little bit above the 10-year average. So, you know, that push of fish has kind of moved us back into, you could call it, a normal spot. And then plus with this week's presumably decent fishing, as we ease off that peak, we might be back into a pretty comfortable area. We're seeing a similar dynamic emerge that we've seen in the previous few years where Bristol Bay comes online and starts to improve these statewide numbers while the Gulf of Alaska lags. So if we look at sockeye fishing across the state, Kodiak, Area M definitely improved, but Prince William Sound is still relatively slow, Cook Inlet slow, Southeast is very slow. Chignik, it's difficult to see the numbers out of Chignik. They're at historically low escapement numbers. So that contrast is just particularly difficult to see, especially as we're going into maybe the third or fourth year of that dynamic. With pinks, we're definitely running ahead of where we were in 2018, but it's pretty modest volume, just about 5 million fish. Most of those pinks were produced by Prince William Sound, and some of the data is withheld from Area M, so we don't actually have a super clear picture on that. So that 4.9 million fish is like a lower bound for harvest. With Kita or with Chum, you know, it's that species in a tough spot right now, down about 60% against 2019, down about 65% against the 5-year average. Most of the production this year has come out of Prince William Sound and Area M. And, you know, when we think about chums in Alaska and kind of the relative importance of that species, AYK, you know, that's kind of the main species for the AYK region. Fishing there has been quite slow. Same thing with Southeast. In most years recently, chums have been the most important species for Southeast, and they are about 50 to 60% behind last year. With chums, though, we have observed increasingly we can have some pretty good fishing into the end of August, so there is some hope there. A lot of those chums are hatchery chums. And then with coho, we're starting to kind of ramp into typical production, although we're behind at the statewide level. Historically, it's mid-July where we start to produce about 200,000 to 400,000 coho, and we usually see that through the end of September. While last week was, it was record-breaking, right? You know, we harvested at least 22 million fish, and 8 weeks prior, the harvest had been 11 million. So in 1 week, we doubled the harvest of the 8 prior weeks, which is pretty impressive. But even with that last week, which was strong, on a statewide level, we are still behind where we would like to be just when we compare to historical norms. But it's really that slow start that's weighing down this average. So, you know, a hopeful lens would be that we get another decent week of fishing out of the bay and some of these other fisheries around the state start to pick up as well.